black, beautiful, and I'm hella lost. Hello, and welcome to Black, Beautiful, and Lost. I am your host, Dominique, and thank you all for taking the time to just listen and wanting to listen to my new podcast. This is such an incredible start of my 2020 year because I have been holding back and I've been letting a lot of things hold me back that I didn't even know were holding me back. And I'm just so excited to start this year off right and really wanting my listeners to grow with me because there's a lot that I don't know, like, about being Black in America. And that is why I titled it Black, Beautiful, and Lost, because I am Black. I am beautiful in my eyes, okay? And, you know, I'm still lost about this adulting thing. There's so much I do not know about being an adult. There's so much that I do not know about being Black. Like, there's so many things in the Black culture that we have not been taught and that we have not actually understood and learned. And I'm not afraid to say that I don't know nothing beyond the basic things that we learn in school. I know maybe a couple little things from here and there, but I want more than just a Facebook education. I want more than just an Instagram education. Like, when I say that, I want to go far and beyond than just going onto someone's Instagram page where they pop up pictures with the beautiful quotes about, you know, oh, this man was born in 1985 and he did this for America. Like, I want to be able to research a lot of stuff on my own and have a research group together. That's what my podcast is going to really be about. I'm going to get right into the basic stuff, you know. My name is Dominique and I am 26, about to be 27 in February. I am a single mom of a beautiful daughter named Kylie, who also is going to be turning 7 in February as well. I'm a graduate from UCF. I majored in communications and I really always wanted to do like journalism, magazine, radio stuff. Like, I've always had some type of excitement, I guess you can say, for that type of work, if that's what you want to put it. But I never took the time to really go in and go deep with what it is that I could learn from any of those different areas, like journalism or magazine or, you know, being on a radio show. I never really took the time to do any type of internships or anything like that because my main focus was making sure that I made money for my daughter and I to be able to survive, for me to be able to pay my bills. Not only that, I was not trying to be that parent that was missing so much of my child's younger days, her younger stages in life, like, you know, between the ages of, like, you know, like 6 months, I would say, until she's, you know, in this area, 6, 7, 8. Like, I wanted to be able to be with my child. And having a full-time job, I was going to school, and I was being a mom, and that was already taking a lot of my time. And it starts to make you feel some type of way when your child is now calling you other people's name because they don't see you as much. And because I am the parent who is the primary caregiver, I do have a lot more responsibilities that I have to take care of. And I definitely have missed out on a lot of my 20-something years. I'm not sitting here, you know, regretting any of it because I will say I definitely have grown in other areas of my life, but I still have a struggle with knowing how to grow up and what I need to do to grow up and to learn what it is to be in America, to learn what it is that us Blacks are getting taught. You know, we've been taught so many different things about our history, so many different things about where we're from and yada yada, and we have been basically taught the wrong stuff. And not only that, but there's so much other things that we really do need to dig deep in. We need to understand politics more. We need to understand 401ks. We need to understand what it means to be getting out of debt, having a budget, knowing credit and why it's so important, knowing about property tax and buying land. This type of stuff is so important to me, and I feel like a lot of us 20-something-year-olds still don't really know a lot about it. We get taught some of these things in some of our classes, but at the end of the day, half of us, I'm not even gonna say half, a big portion of us are like, okay, sis, I don't care what you teaching, give me my lesson so I can go because I'm tired. I've been working all day. I just wanna graduate. And I mean, I will say you have some of your young scholars out there who really did sit down and paid attention and really sucked up all that information. But I'll be honest with you, me being a mom and having to work, I was doing what I could, but I really was just focusing on graduating because I said, Dominique, that's one thing I want to put under my belt before I die, is that I graduated college. Like, I just wanted to say that I was able to accomplish that because, you know, a lot of people put you down when you're a young parent that it's hard and this, and let me tell you, it is. It is. Oh my gosh. It's so hard being a parent. And it's so amazing being a parent at the same time, you know? And I don't know, like, I really just was not as focused as I should have been. And I really do regret, you know, not paying attention. But here I am, okay? I'm lost just like the rest of y'all. I'm telling you right now, if you're 20-something, if you're 18, 19, and you just time to get your big toe in the water of being an adult, ooh, honey, let's go ahead and just dive right on in. Stop being afraid of the water. Let's just dive in and let's get to learning some things that we really just need to gain knowledge in altogether. We need to gain knowledge in on investing and all these really important things. And like I said, y'all, I am lost just like the rest of y'all. I'm not about to be one of those podcasts that I'm going to sit up here and give you a motivational speech about life. I might put a little some in there that I've learned, but I still, at the end of the day, need just as much help as the rest of y'all. Literally. I still need to know bits and pieces of the Declaration of Independence. Okay, I still need to know, Lord, see, I don't even know what some of this stuff is. I'm telling you, like, there's so many things in the politic world. You ever get a ballot and we about to vote for the president? Okay, we can really say this for Obama. Because when Obama first ran, we was all hype. We were all at that doggone voting line ready to vote for Obama. But what's crazy is we ain't know nothing about nobody else because we were just so happy that a black person was running and we were about to win. We wanted this black man to win, and he did win. But we didn't even take the time to learn anything else. We didn't understand what all these other people, executive this person, and a lot of these other people that are on your ballot are people from your community and your state that are also in the running to become something in the governmental system, if you want to say. And we don't know nothing. Literally, I looked at that ballot and I was like, all right, Obama. And then I looked at the other stuff and I was like, what position is this? What water? Somebody's over the water? Who's over the water? Water. I didn't even know they had somebody who, really? Somebody's over the water? Like, y'all, I'm telling you, I know I'm not the only one. And if you want to sit and be like, girl, you ain't know nothing about the water, you lying. You know you ain't know nothing about the water system either. Like, come on, let's be for real. Let's be for real. Were we really looking at that ballot like, oh, yeah, I'm a vote for Sarah because she said she gonna get that water real clean? No, we didn't say anything like that because we didn't know nothing about it. And that's a prime example of what I'm talking about right there. And a lot of my episodes, I do want to also incorporate our self-love as well. And our, you know, I know getting a business is such a big thing for a lot of young people in general, not even just black people, just people in general. We all want to have a business. We all want to be successful. But it's like, bruh, you can't have a business and be successful if you don't know how to budget out your check, if you don't know how to save your money. I've heard so many people say, you know, that they don't want to save money. And I don't think see the point of saving money, and saving money is this and saving money is that. And I'm just like, bruh, you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. And sometimes it's good to have a something in your savings, just something, because when people have to take care of your funeral expenses or whatever it might be, they're going to need help some type of way, especially if you ain't got no life insurance, which is another thing we'll talk about. Y'all, we got a lot to talk about. I got a list, honey, okay? I have a list of things that we all need to talk about. And if you have anything that you feel like, baby, you need to add it on that list, go ahead and email me at beautiful.black.lost. I know, y'all, that's such a long name. But I was like, Lord, I just want to be able to create an email just real simple. I don't want to have to keep going back and forth fighting Google about what name is taken and what's not taken. And as you know, I just said Google, so you know it's at gmail.com. So let me say that again because I'm talking way too much. It is black.beautiful.lost@gmail.com. I know some of us, we kind of slow. So I had to say it for you like that. So email me any questions that you have, anything that you're like, you know what, Dom, I want to learn something from this. I definitely see where you're coming from. Like I'm totally lost. I'm almost 30 something, y'all. And I'm almost 30. I got 3 more years to learn a little something extra before I turn 30. And no, it's not saying that when you're turning 30, you're going to know everything. That's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make on my episodes here is getting us Black folks out of the poverty mindset. Stop focusing so much on buying things and living these luxury lives and having these businesses. Let's stop focusing so much on just that. And let's also focus on the fact that we need to learn so much more than just, I want a business. I want to be able to sell purses and clothes. I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying? I got this beer oil. Okay, that's great. That is so great. That is so great that we all want to do that. But we also need to learn what is happening us around us. Let me tell y'all, I'm going to just leave this as the last thing to show you guys my vision of what I want this podcast to be focused on. And I want us to really think about our Black communities. If you are in the Central Florida area, I don't really want to tell my location because I feel like that's scary. Like, heck no. But I live in the hood. Do I live right in the smack middle of the hood? No, I actually live on my family's land at my grandma's older home. My grandma did pass in 2017. And to kind of keep the house still more active, my aunt did say that it was cool, you know, for me and my sister to roommate in my grandma's house. And the land is a nice piece of land. And I had said, yo, like, I would love to own this land one day because I know that my aunts and uncles, they're, you know, they're getting up there in age and they're not going to want to take on the responsibilities of keeping land. So what do? You knock it down to the lower generation for them to keep it up. But what I've realized is when I go down the road, I look to my left and my right and even in front of me, y'all, there is a business in front of me. When I say in front of me, they took the land away. Someone auctioned, got it for the low low, and they built a business in front of my, you know, where I live. And the point I'm trying to say is Black people, instead of focusing on things, let's focus on getting our community back together. Let's focus on doing that. Okay, we're so, oh my God, such and such, you know, was, girl, she was on there beefing with such. We're so focused on that. We're so focused on who went to jail. We're so focused on all these other things that have nothing to do with uplifting our Black community at all. And not realizing that, and I have no hate towards any race. I don't hate people, none of that. But these white people ain't playing. honey, they see them that piece of land, or you ain't paying your taxes, or when they put your land in a auction in the newspaper, boo-boo. Oh, yeah, they looking at that. How many of us actually even go online to see what land is what's happening in this area for land and yada, yada, yada? I bet you barely none of y'all do that. None of y'all actually do that. You know, we talk about buying all these expensive luxury cars, even celebrities, even some of these people that y'all worship and praise. Yes, they give back to their community in certain levels, but the biggest part of our community that we need to help is keeping our land to the Black folks, and we need to build our own things on our own land. We need to build up whatever it is we want to build up. One thing that I have not seen yet anybody really do grand is buy a big old piece of land and make that like a community shelter for people. Or make that, you know, I know a lot of people like to make like rec centers for kids and whatnot. And a lot of people I haven't seen have like health fairs for the homeless to figure out, you know, are you okay? Are you out here in the streets, you know, with really bad health conditions and you just don't even know? Like, we are neglecting so much of stuff that we could be learning. And I know I just went on a whole big rant about that, but when I go out into my street and I look to my left, my right, and in front of me, and I see that these white people have swiped the land from so many of y'all Black grandmamas and granddaddies, but y'all don't want to talk about that. Y'all don't want to look up that type of information because you guys are so much more interested. And I'm not even going to say just you guys, because ha ha ha, me too, me too. I am not going to, you know, not include myself in this group. I am the same way. I don't know nothing about owning no land. I don't know nothing about nothing. I don't know nothing about no land, no property tax. I don't know none of that stuff. But I feel like it's important for us to come together and learn it together and help one another, because they're taking over. They're taking up all this land. And next thing you know, Black people, you ain't gonna have nowhere to stay unless you step it up. Okay? No one is here to take care of y'all no more. Nobody. And that's the point of why I called it lost. Because even some of us who are in our 40s, and some of us who are even older than that, still have not hit that, okay, grow up button. Like, we still haven't hit it. And I had to admit to myself, I had a very, very eye-opening moment. And it was such a little eye-opening moment, y'all. In church, talking to my mama. And she said something to me. I ain't gonna go into details about what my mama and I was talking about in church, because I know we weren't supposed to be talking, but we was talking. Okay, they was taking up offering. So I felt like I could say a little something. And my mama had said something to me, and I looked at her for a second and I thought about what she said, and it really was nothing bad, y'all. It wasn't nothing bad. My mama didn't say nothing bad to me or whatever. But I sat there and I was like, wow, it's time to grow up. Like, real deal grow up. Like, it's time for you to put on your grow up panties or your grow up boxers for my men out there. And it's time for us to really just learn these things that we need to know about being an adult. We kind of take it for granted. We be playing around, be like, man, my mama got me. No, your mama may not be here tomorrow. Hell, you may not be here tomorrow. So what are we going to do? What do we need to do? What is it that we need to be learning? Like I said, email me. Beautiful.black. Y'all, I'm saying it so wrong. Ooh. Wow. I'm about to give y'all a whole totally different email. black.beautiful.lost@gmail.com. We need to get it. I'm going to stop going on and on and on, because I done spent about 20 minutes on telling y'all that we all lost. I'm letting y'all know that we need to grow up. Oh, we need to grow up. Like, some of us, we still, we just chasing after these business things, but we don't even know basic politics. I don't even know basic politics. So for this 2020 year, boo-boo, let's get our pencils, our pens, our notebooks, tablets, whatever it is that you like to write notes down on. because school is in session. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do apologize if, you know, that was real long, but I really wanted to get y'all to understand where I'm coming from, what my podcast is going to be about. If you are, like I said, interested in emailing me, please do that. And that is really all I have for tonight, honey. It is 12:07 a.m., but I need to be getting into bed and getting ready for work tomorrow. So thank you all so much. And I will be back in probably about a good week or two because I got to get my research. Because we're going to be talking about Black history next. That's what we first going to start with, is our history. Knowing what our history is. Because let me tell you something. Okay, I know basic history from school, but that real, real history, like queens and kings from Africa history, I don't know nothing about that. And if you don't know nothing about that either, then tune into the next episode, y'all. All right? Thank you so much for listening, and you all have a good one. Bye.